price tag for bringing ION to downtown Cambridge set at $4.5 billion. Regional councillors for Cambridge Pam Wolfe and Doug Craig are raising alarms over the prospect of extending the LRT to Cambridge after new cost estimates were discussed last week that are three times the $1.36 billion first pitched to the province in 2021. Parking woes continue in Galt as plans for summer events heat up. Drayton Entertainment is among local businesses raising concerns around parking in the Galt core as more people are drawn to the downtown to attend events and support local business. With limited parking, the Hamilton Family Theatre is located next door to the Gaslight District, Foundry Tavern, Tapestry Hall and the soon-to-open Market and Public Square with capacity for over 4,000 people and the promise of large-screen sports events, live entertainment and concerts. Preston Figure Skating Club frustrated by notice of pending move. Members of the organization that has called the Preston Memorial Auditorium and Kinsman Center home for decades are upset the city handed them a deadline to make a decision on a new storage option and move their props out the day they were holding their annual gala ice show last month. City says it's focused on reducing fire risk at vacant properties. A recent fire at the vacant Dixon Bowl property on Ainslie Street highlighted the constant effort required by the city's fire department and bylaw staff to check on vacant buildings and ensure access points aren't being breached. E-bikes and e-scooters to hit Cambridge roads this month. Beginning April 14, residents of Cambridge will be able to rent e-bikes and e-scooters to help them get around the city. Blair Engaged loses battle against Amazon Warehouse. Although the Ontario Superior Court ruled council breached its procedural bylaw last May when it voted to reconsider an application from Broccolini Real Estate Group to build the Amazon warehouse in Blair, the group behind a request to hold the city and developer to account in a judicial review, did not convince the court action against the defendants was warranted. Lack of funding, volunteer support cancels Cambridge Tour de Grand. The bike ride that was launched to help celebrate city's 25th anniversary is ending as the city celebrates its 50th because of a lack of funding from the city and diminishing volunteer support.